Well, it's our fifth annual Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas. We're at the family's house. The father is getting the kids from school, and they have no idea. The kids have no idea. A big surprise is waiting for them with our Breaking and Entering Christmas.
This is the most exciting part of the whole day, is waiting for the family to get home. They don't have any idea what's about to happen. They don't have any idea about all of the presents and fun that we have waiting for them inside the home, just moments away from, I guess we've already broken into the house.
Right.
So now we're just waiting for the family to come home and enter.
And one thing, and let's Jason Goodman over here.
Come on over, Jason.
We know something that Katie did after you set up the presents really nice.
Oh, yeah. Nicely. I knew it was going to happen because I try to do my best arrangement for the presents. And I said, Katie's probably going to rearrange this because she won't like it. And she didn't for a while. And then I overheard her say as I was walking out the door, I'm going to have to rearrange this. And she did.
And not only that, the news station refilmed her rearranging it. So they deleted your arrangement and your hands, and they'll be on the news.
Yep.
Now it's Katie's hands.
Jason, I think what we call that is just a taste of your own medicine, and it's the way that your family feels when they try to help decorate the Christmas tree, and you let them put the ornaments on, and then you go right around and then take them off and put them where you want them.
I usually just do that with my daughter, Everly. She's 9.
Okay.
And she puts, like, you know, the homemade type ornaments on, and I'm not really a fan, so I just move them to
the
back.
The ones that we love and that they've made especially for you with their love and hearts.
Yeah, so you go around to the back of the tree to see those, and then the presentation in the front is the way it should be.
Okay, it's like I'm raising a 9-year-old. So,
as you can tell, the Christmas spirit is alive and well. Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas. In case you missed us reading the nomination letter for this year's Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas, here is that letter.
Dear Jared and Katie in the Morning, this is the hardest thing we have ever had to write. A moment where the very foundation of our family's identity, being the ones who always help others, has crumbled, forcing us to stand in the terrifying position of asking for a lifeline. 4 years ago, we uprooted our lives and our dreams, moving our beautiful family to Georgia for my husband's promising career. That security, that one single source of hope, has been violently ripped away. He unexpectedly lost his job, and with it, we lost our only income and the fragile thread of our health insurance. For me, this isn't just a financial disaster. It's a profound fear. I am a cancer survivor. Every single day, I fight to stay healthy and present for our children. But that fight demands ongoing, expensive medical care. The cost to simply keep my coverage, to ensure I can continue to fight this battle, is staggering. An overwhelming weight pressing down on our chests. We are raising 4 amazing, resilient kids. They work hard, they give back to their community, and they are the light in the darkest of days. They deserve the simple, beautiful magic of the holiday season, a moment of joy that we are now desperately afraid we cannot provide. More than the bills, more than the insurance premiums, we are praying for one thing, a moment of relief, a small, blessed pause in the overwhelming anxiety that has consumed our home. We are searching for a reminder that in this brutal storm, the warmth of kindness and community still exists, to wrap around a family that has nowhere left to turn. Thank you for your help and your consideration.
No, we're really excited. It's a sweet family, and we're talking to the mom. Her name's Missy, and we know a few years ago you probably had some of the worst news you've ever gotten. What happened?
So in 2021, I was diagnosed with bladder cancer. At the time, we still lived in New Jersey. I had to have 7 malignant tumors removed and went through a summer of chemo. Thankfully, I am in remission. But when we moved down here, I had continued to go up north for my appointments only because I didn't really know any of the medical people down here or any doctors. And luckily, I was able to find Dr. Andrew Michigan. He's a urologist in Savannah, who I clicked with right away. And it was so wonderful to find somebody down here, because you build a relationship with your doctors, especially when you have cancer.
Sure.
It's almost an intimate relationship. You know, they've seen you at your worst and they save your life. And I was so grateful to find someone closer to home. And I still see him to this day. I see him annually for maintenance.
And so you were diagnosed about 4 years ago?
4 years ago in April of 2021.
And what went through your mind? Because how old were your kids at the time when you found out? Because you have four kids.
I have four kids. So my oldest was probably a junior in high school, and my youngest was maybe in second or third grade. So they were young. And then my two in the middle, the three girls were in elementary school, and I think my son was the only one in high school at the time.
I see. And what were your thoughts and feelings when, as the mother, finding out that you have cancer and not really knowing? I mean, you don't know what to expect. No one thinks they're going to have cancer, get cancer. So
It was terrifying. It wasn't something that I ever thought I would personally face, especially bladder cancer. It's not something that they were looking for only because I didn't fit the profile. I just always assumed maybe I had kidney infections or bladder infections. So it completely caught me off guard. It caught my doctor off guard, to be honest with you. He didn't think he was going to find what he found. I was terrified. All I thought about was my kids growing up and, how I had to be there. And, you flash through weddings and graduations right. And that kinds of things. So I kind of went into fight or flight, too. I just knew that I had to be strong and get through it and be around for my kids forever.
Right. We're here with Missy. She's the mom here with Jared and Katie's Breaking and Entering Christmas. And we know your family's gone through a difficult time, as so many people around the country. Your husband lost his job like right before Christmas. And, obviously medical insurance, all those things that, that some people don't, we maybe take for granted. What has been the feeling in the home and your thoughts about Christmas with all this stress and your husband losing his job?
So, unfortunately, he was let go from his job November 7th, unexpectedly. And the first thing that went through my mind actually was insurance. When you have four kids, they're all active, they play sports, they know us by face at Expert Care. So that was my main concern. My second concern was obviously money. Just like so many people, we live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
With so many kids and so many activities and just life, we don't really have a savings. So I actually said to my husband, Tom, I'm going to give you the weekend to process what happened. And then come Monday, we're going to start doing whatever we need to do to take care of our family. Christmas is, stressful even when you have a job.
Absolutely.
It's just there's never enough money. There's never enough time. Everything is so expensive. And I couldn't even bring myself to think about Christmas right away. But then slowly, as the days and the weeks went on, you start to panic. My youngest is young enough that, she still believes in the Christmas magic. So it would have been really hard to figure out how to make it work, without the help of you guys. To be honest with you, I never thought we were going to win.
Yeah.
I know there are so many people out there struggling and hurting, and I'm sure you had so many stories, of people that are in really bad positions too. And I'm just so, so grateful and thankful that you guys are here today.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're happy to help. We know people go through tough times, and we all go through tough times. And so when you read a letter and now putting a face to the story and then, going to meet your kids and your husband and all that, it's just stress. And everything you described, I think people have been there to some level or another, but we're just glad that we can help. And it's certainly our pleasure. And hopefully there's some magic this morning.
Definitely. I can't wait for the kids to get here. They're going to freak out.
All right.